Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
But do you want to be in?
Regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
I think it is kind of sad, though, Riggins, that your sister-in-law won't let you in her book club, even though you like the same kinds of books that the chicks read.
It's pretty embarrassing. But yeah, I can't, you know, book clubs are only for women. They don't make like a guy's book club, I found out. It's mostly women.
They do make guys book clubs, but it's only one book, and it's the Bible. You can find you can find a men's Bible study, but you can't find a men's fiction. Well, it wouldn't even have to be fiction. Men could get together and read biographies about sports figures and things like that and discuss it. But see, women, though, are much more group-minded. So that's why they always have to do everything in groups.
Yeah. I get that.
Have to make a social event out of it.
Yeah, that makes sense. My dad is a big reader as well, but he reads like these 800-page books about the Renaissance and like 18th century stuff. I just can't get into it. But yeah, both my parents are big readers, but neither of them are in a book club. So I think it's also like a younger women thing. I could be wrong about that, though.
Yeah, Jody used to have a book club for years, and it was always at our house. Mm-hmm. Every meeting was at our house because it was at our bougie house. We had room where they would take over my bar basement area. Wonder what would have happened if I would have tried to have taken over whatever Jody's girl area is.
Yeah.
She would have, if my friends and I all wanted to come just hang out in Jody's formal living room or whatever we had at the time that she loved. No, get down in that basement. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
There's no way she would have been cool with that.
Mm-mm. That would have not worked out well.
Why was she going down in the basement? Why not have those women up in her formal living room?
Well, she says it's because I had to go to bed early on the main floor. And so they all went down there. And mainly because, you know, that area was built to have parties and be fun and all of that. But she always acted like she hated it until it was time for her to do something with her friends down there. Then it was perfect. Love it. And it sounded like a bar. There were so many women in that book club, and I think they just found out, hey, we go into this book club, we're just going to go have drinks and hang out at Jody's house.
That's it. A lot of my friends just join for the social aspect.
Yeah, I think that's almost more important than whatever they're reading.
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't do it because I know I'm not going to read it. And then when they're talking about it, I'll be embarrassed because like I know I'm not going to read it.
Yeah.
So call me after and we'll go to the bar.
Right. It just like, I don't know what percentage of women do read the whole book that they're supposed to read. Cause you know, they're shady. Women in general are shady.
Yeah.
And they all walk around with little secrets all the time.
Yeah. Well, and for me, I'd try to like Google it or read like Cliff's Notes. Like I used to in, you know, high school and college just to get by. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of information is left out, come to find out.
Yeah.
I failed a lot of tests.
See, if I joined a book club like that, I would go in the beginning and say, look, I can read this entire book every time, but I'm not going to comprehend it. I've got a learning block where I can read things, but I don't comprehend a lot of it. So,
right.
I may not know the answers to the questions that get brought up in the discussions.
Because I'm thinking about 85 other things. Like,
yeah.
I'm not worried about what happened.
So that way, if they made fun of me or say, you didn't read this book, then I could say, well, you're making fun of my learning disability.
That's right. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Let me write that down. Not that.
Oh, I wish this book club were cruelty free. Yeah. My hairspray is.
I know my sister-in-law's book club, you have to bring something to the table. Like it's like invitation only, but you have to be able to like provide a service for the other women for entrance into the book club. For so one woman brings like her family's beach house and the other one brings her dad's private plane.
Okay, and I thought you meant like a casserole. Like you're talking like big deal stuff.
Yeah, it's extremely exclusive.
My God.
And it's a small group. I think it's less than 15 girls, but they take like these very elaborate trips and under the guise that it's for the book club.
Oh, it's really just a way to like have a social life and go on trips. And, you know, I have to, it's for the book club. I have to go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
So now Jody's book club has been replaced by her Bible study.
Yeah.
And they do that once a week in the late morning at somebody's house. So it's not as much of a party, but it's still a social activity.
Sure. But a lot more fulfilling, I feel.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because I only do like 6 to 8 weeks of the one I go to. And when I'm not in it, I feel like I'm missing something.
Hmm. Yeah, you are. You're missing the fact that all those other ones are talking bad about you. Badly about you.
Well, it's only 8 weeks per session.
I thought it was 6 weeks.
Or it's 6 to 8. I can't remember. Maybe it's 7. Maybe it's 8. I don't remember. But it's not many. It's not like a full year. They do spring season, fall season.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's at a church. I mean, it's not like just a group of friends. It's like 300 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Whoa.
It's good.
Jody's group is maybe 10 to 15 people.
Yeah. It's like friends, and that's cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a God thing is what it is.
That's it.
It's a God thing.
So what do they focus on, a chapter of the Bible or something? Do they get like homework to read specific parts, or how does that work?
Who, with Jody's?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a guy and he's the preacher that we follow, from Virginia. And, his name is, Gary Hamrick. And, he has a ministry in Virginia that has grown and grown and grown. And now with YouTube and all of that, he's, you know, he's probably getting close to being right under Franklin Graham as far as popularity and all of that. He's really, really good. And he does a Bible study every week that they follow online. And like, it's almost like he does the classes that they watch during the week. And then they get together and they discuss what he's taught them in the workbook about the Bible.
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's the name of his church is Cornerstone Chapel.
And so on Sundays when he preaches, that's what they talk about?
No.
Oh.
No, Sundays he preaches and his sermons are taken, like they go from the front of the Bible to the back of the Bible. Every week is a different sermon on the Bible as they make their way through it.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
But his Bible study lessons are completely different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what they use as a guide.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's called Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia.
I'm going to look into that.
Pastor Gary Hamrick.
He's pretty cool.
He's the one that we went and saw at the Billy Graham Center in Asheville last year.
Oh, okay.
The weekend with Jody's Bible study group and the husbands went to for the weekend. It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
How old is he? Like he's not too old.
He may be a little older than I am. Maybe a couple years older than I am, or my age, maybe.
Okay.
I'm 55.
Right. Yeah.
That's pushing 56.
What's too old? Do you think
for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just asking if he was old, like 80s, 70s, 60s. I didn't know what to expect.
Mm. And it's just like the Righteous Gemstones. His sons are both preachers in the church as well.
Oh, funny. Love that.
And when he's gone, a lot of times they'll do the sermons for him. You know?
I bet they don't act like Righteous Gemstones.
Well, let's hope not.
Hope not.
Mr. Lindsay, let's hope not.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
So, there's a technique when you post videos on social medias that will get you a large response or, they call it interaction. And that's if you just ask a simple question in your video. Like this woman, Riggins sent me her video. She was cooking chili and she's like, my first chili of the year. And you go, all right, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Then she said, I'm trying to mix up my carbohydrate game on the side of the chili. What do you use as a carb to go with the chili? Like we use cornbread. And is that just a Southern thing? So tell me what you use and where you're from. And you said that thing just went ballistic with people responding to that.
Yes. The comments are crazy because she was in Tennessee. Yeah. And she said cornbread, but other people that were responding, some of them I recognize, like a lot of people said cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, that's in Kansas City and Lincoln, Nebraska and all of that, right?
Yes. And when I first heard that, I texted Jenny, your little friend, Jenny, cause she's from Nebraska. I said, is this true? And she goes, oh yeah, it's pretty common that everybody eats cinnamon rolls.
I don't understand chili. That sweet and salty. I don't,
I mean, yeah,
but it,
I guess, and I don't know that they're breaking it up like you would cornbread into the chili. I don't think they're doing that. I think it's on the side, but still it's like such a weird pairing that I didn't understand. That was, that came up a lot. The next most popular one was peanut butter sandwiches. I don't know. It said from Texas all the way to Indiana. A lot of people do peanut butter sandwiches as their carb.
I've known a lot of people from Texas and they're very snooty about their chili. And you know, they say it's not chili if it's got beans in it, you know, that whole thing.
Right.
But I've never heard of any of them eating a peanut butter sandwich along with it.
Gross.
That was a weird one that came up a lot. But then the most common ones were rice and then macaroni.
But mine is crackers.
Mine's
and crackers.
Mine's Fritos.
Came up
did that come up at all? Okay.
Fritos came up a couple of times, tortilla chips.
But I look at Fritos, though, as a different dish. It's not chili, then. It's a Frito pie.
Right. That's true.
But you're right. I would rather have that than crackers or anything. I'd rather have Fritos. But I would try the cinnamon roll thing, but I get where you would want the savory and the sweet, but I would think I would hold off until I was finished with the chili.
That's it.
And then the cinnamon roll, but they eat it together. Ugh.
Like when I'm craving chili, I just want something salty.
But since I've never tried it, I could get a good cinnamon roll like they have at the QT. Oh man, those cinnamon rolls are good. And get it, you know, a little warm and then just put the chili over it and eat that. I would try that and probably like it.
Yeah.
I knew that you could mess up a cinnamon roll for me.
Yeah. You could do just about anything.
You could mess up chili easily. Yeah. But it's hard to mess up a cinnamon roll in my world.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I think the only one that sounds repulsive to me is the peanut butter. I wouldn't do that ever.
And that's another one. Like, I'm assuming they're eating it on the side with the chili and not pouring the chili over the peanut butter sandwich. But yeah, it's just another weird one. I didn't really understand at all.
You know, this diet program that I'm on, they have their, you know, the meals that they provide that you can eat. And, you know, they're kind of, they're like instant meals and things of that nature. So quick on the go kind of thing. And one of the lunch type foods that they give you is a vegetarian chili.
Oh.
And it's just in a packet and then you add the water to it and kind of simmer it on the stove and all of that. So I've really gotten to where I like that.
Oh, good. So,
because I add taco meat to it, the vegetarian chili.
Good idea.
I add a bunch of beef in it. And then jalapeno hot sauce and all kinds of stuff like that.
But here's your protein.
It's no longer, well, it's got protein in it. Well, yeah. That's why it's, you know, whatever. But yeah. So instead of eating two of the packets, which you're supposed to do, you know, I'm supposed to eat two of their products for lunch and then a salad and a fat. I'll just eat one of their products and then put real food in it.
Yeah.
Or along with it. Yeah.
Tacos.
Seems to be working okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the protein that's in? Is it like tofu or is that you get the protein from the beans? I think
it's, no, it's because you can't have, beans are more of a carb than a protein. So
it's like a protein powder almost.
Yeah,
it's
protein powder. Yeah. Just like, you know, in those pancakes that I eat, it's got protein powder in them. But they try to sweeten them up a little bit with that stevia. I wish they'd just leave that out because I hate stevia.
Yeah.
Mm.
That aftertaste, it'll get you.
Yeah, I hate that.
You should tell them, like, I love that chili, especially when it's over a cinnamon roll.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Really, it's really good. Yeah. Quite good.
But when I see things online and they're using chili and they'll go, I put this, you know, these chili, this, what do they call my homemade chili cornbread. And they'll take that Jiffy cornbread mix, mix it up, and then they'll take a can of Hormel chili and pour it into a baking dish. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Ain't that homemade?
If you're going to use canned chili, then you might as well just not do anything with it.
Yeah.
Eat it right out of the can. Don't even eat it.
That's basically Chef Boyardee at that point. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think I've ever had Hormel chili.
Yeah.
It's never appealed to me, you know.
Like dog food.
Yeah. Nasty.
What about Wolf Brand chili? Y'all like that?
I don't like any canned chili, no.
Oh, it's delicious.
I've never had that.
Rob, I thought you left 30 minutes. What about Wolf Brand?
Scared me to death. I'm like, who's on here?
I mean, we said big goodbyes to him. Have a good day, Rob. We love you. And, he's have like, you noticed- they're talking about food. Wolf Brand. What about Wolf Brand?
Have you noticed he does that every show? He's like, well, bye, guys. I'll see you later. And then an hour later.
I said I'd be gone at some point. I'm not quite yet.
We really did. We said, all right, love you, Rob. And he was like, love you.
Heard about Wolf Brand?
What y'all think about this chili?
They never got beans. Texas chili ain't got beans.
Oh, man. Funny.
But yeah, I always prefer beans in my chili. I don't care what Texas people say.
Me too.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. It gives it something else. I mean.
Yeah.
I just like the taste of beans.
Yeah, same. I'm a bean gal.
When y'all talking about protein,
do you make a lot of?
Go ahead. When y'all were talking about carbs and stuff, I was like, "Well, y'all think about hot dogs with chili."
Yeah.
Didn't you cut up weenies in it?
Come on.
Or just chili dog.
Either way, I'm good with either one.
I saw something the other day: grilled cheese hot dogs.
Okay, I'm in.
Ooh.
You take the hot dog buns after you've like you take the weenies and skewer them. Isn't that what you call when you cut the little slits in them? What do you call that?
Filet?
Score them. You score them.
Score, yeah.
Yeah, and then put this, you know, butter and the olive oil things to season them up. Put them on the grill, get them off the grill, and then take your a skillet. And take a bunch of handfuls of shredded cheese, butter the hot dog buns, and then put the hot dog buns down on top of the cheese in the skillet. So it grills the cheese into the bun, and then you just pick it up and put that weenie on it and then go to town.
I would tear that up. Mm-hmm. And I love how you're getting all these great food ideas when you're on your diet. You're like, look what I saw. Because it's you're so hungry, but... Mm-hmm. Sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when can you have that?
Probably, I'd say about 2027.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll keep that one up here.
It'll be a minute.
Yeah. I still have to lose two more people.
Stop it.
You know, they say you lost a whole person.
Yeah.
I lose two people.
Maybe a toddler.
So 2.5. Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.